Welcome, and thank you everybody that is here for being here at 1 o'clock, as is the chair's prerogative. I don't want to waste your time, and I shall not do that if I am able. So, that being said, today we are going to be holding a public hearing and a work session on SCR 2. And it appears if the staff wants to give a brief summary of SCR 2, it would be greatly appreciated.
Mr. Chair, SCR 2 honors Mildred Berkeley Davy for service with people of Tillamook County in such capacity as local radio broadcast personality and longtime volunteer for civic and charitable organizations in the community.
Thank you, staff. It looks like we have two people to testify before the committee today. The Honorable Senator, new Senator appointed, welcome. Please come aboard.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, by your leave, may we testify together?
As for the record, Representative Boone will also be testifying with Senator Johnson.
Please Thank proceed. You, sir. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Senator Betsy Johnson. That's the first time I've introduced myself.
It is appropriate this time for a clap of that.
Thank you very much, and I am joined by my colleague and good friend, Representative Boone. We are here to testify in support of SCR 2. I would just like to say, by way of an introduction, I have just left my mother downstairs, my 92-year-old mother, and I told her that I was coming up here to testify in support of a resolution honoring one of her generation, in fact, someone very close in age. My mother jokingly said to me, she's so old she doesn't buy green bananas anymore, so I should make haste to get up here and testify to honor this wonderful citizen of Tillamook County. Well, I'm just making new friends in Tillamook County and have not had the privilege of meeting Mrs. Davy. When I first learned of the possibility that I would be the senator and started going down to the county, to a soul, everyone I talked to said, you must meet Mrs. Davy before you can consider yourself any part of this community. And so I'm going to defer to Ms. Boone to fill, or Representative Boone, to fill in all of the wonderful attributes of a person worthy of recognition by this body, worthy of recognition by our fellow Oregonians, someone who at an advanced age still gets up and goes to the office every day and produces a radio show. But I am honored to be here to have an opportunity to speak in support of this resolution honoring one of my new senatorial constituents. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Representative, please.
And for the record, my name is Representative Deborah Boone. I represent House District 32, which is at the upper left coast of the state of Oregon. And this is my second time testifying on this measure. As it came through the Senate, I sat with Senator Duke, so it's kind of an unusual testimony because it's taken two senators to get this thing done. So,
as it's normally the case, that two senators per one representative.
Well, and I'm happy to be here and to honor Mildred too. I have sat in the interviewee's chair in her show, and she is one tough interviewer, I'll tell you. She can leave you a little bit shaky sometimes, but she's very gracious, and you feel like you know her 10 minutes after you've been talking with her. She is an institution in Tillamook. Her family is one of the they have the last wave, among the last wave of families who settled Tillamook County, and for 40 years she's hosted a show called It's a Woman's World. And I'm telling you, if you've ever come to Tillamook County and want to hear some good old-fashioned country radio, KTIL is it. And now they have a new sister station, which in 1994 they named KMBD, and that stands for K, anything west of the Rockies or whatever the radio call letters are, Mildred Berkey Davy, excuse me. And Mildred is 94 years old, and I will probably run into her Saturday night at the Tillamook Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year Awards, which she won, I think, last year. She's been named all kinds. She's won every award there is, and it's a wonderful thing we can do to honor her. And I so appreciate you doing this and hearing us today. Thank
the only
you.
Thing I would add is, Representative Boone and I deeply appreciate the courtesy of the chairman as well as the committee in expediting this resolution so that we can announce it on Saturday night. Thank you.
And it comes with the green bananas. Anyway, thank you very much.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your testimony today. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Farr.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment that the former Representative Farr, when he moved to the United States from England, moved to Tillamook and grew up there and graduated from Tillamook High School. And his parents, his brother is the only relative that still lives in Tillamook. But I've heard Mildred Davey many times. I think she is just amazing. And the former Representative Farr has a great story. When he was in Midsummer Night's Dream in high school, she did a radio interview and then a review of the play, and he still tells the story that she said that cute little English boy.
Oh my goodness.
So I think it's a great idea to have a day honoring Mildred Davey, because I agree with her. He is a cute little English boy. Thank you.
Any other discussion on SCR2? Seeing no further discussion,
I move to accept SCR2.
Great. The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Enthusiastically, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Bill passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Representative, normally it's somebody from the committee that would carry the bill. Would you like to carry the bill on the floor?
I would be honored to. Thank you.
I will ask Representative Boone then to carry SCR2 on the House floor.
Somewhere. And maybe they won't do what they did to Mr. Olson today, Representative Olson.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I think once is enough, Representative Boone, in every two-year cycle. Maybe 10 years. Maybe we can skip it next time.
We had a...
Gets worse every
committee will stand at ease for just 1 second. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seeing no further business for the day, I'm happy to report that it is 1:08. We actually got done faster this time than we did last time, and we'll leave that to the chairman, Scott, to beat that record. Adjourned.
Well, you know.